Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be cracking open the 2024 U.S. Chamber of Commerce Technology Engagement Center report. It's called Empowering Small Business, the Impact of Technology on U.S. Small Business. And we're zeroing in on one of its most fascinating aspects, the impact of AI.
All right.
Now, whether you own a business, work for one, or just love your local coffee shop, this stuff matters. AI is changing the game for small businesses, and that affects all of us.
That's right. This report gives us a really insightful look at just how deeply technology, and AI in particular, has woven itself into the fabric of small businesses.
The first thing that blew me away was just how many small businesses are already using tech. The report says a full 99% of them use at least one tech platform. So it's not even a question of if they're using tech, it's how they're using it. That's incredible.
It really is a testament to how essential technology has become. And when you think about it in today's world, could you even imagine running a business without some kind of online presence or digital tools? It's practically impossible to stay competitive without them.
Absolutely. The report breaks down the most popular platforms. And it's no surprise that social media is king. Then you've got digital payments, accounting software, and marketing platforms. But what's really catching my eye is the rapid rise of AI. We'll dive into that more in a bit.
Think about your own day just for a second. How many of those platforms do you use? Whether it's in your work or just in your daily life? Probably a lot, right? We're all swimming in this tech ecosystem, and it's changing how we interact with small businesses in ways we might not even realize.
Totally. And here's where it gets really exciting. The report highlights this strong connection between tech adoption and business growth.
Right.
Businesses that are using multiple platforms are seeing bigger jumps in sales profits and even the number of people they employ.
It's not just a hunch either. The report's data shows that small businesses using six or more platforms are way more likely to have grown in the past year compared to those using just one. That's a pretty powerful indicator that tech can be a real driver of success.
Okay, so what's the secret sauce here? Is it just that tech makes things more efficient? Are these businesses reaching more people? Or is there something else going on, like using data to make smarter decisions?
It's likely a mix of all those things. Think about the power of connecting with customers directly on social media, taking payments smoothly through digital systems, or having your accounting tasks taken care of automatically. All that frees up time and energy for a business owner to focus on the bigger picture, growing their business, and coming up with new ideas.
Now let's tackle a big elephant in the room, inflation. It's been a major headache for everyone, and small businesses are no exception. But the report shows they're turning to technology to fight back.
And it's making a real difference. A whopping 79% of businesses in the report say that tech has helped them keep their prices stable, even when everything else is getting more expensive. That's a huge win for both the businesses and their customers.
That's amazing. How is tech pulling that off? Can you give us some concrete examples?
Absolutely. Imagine using a platform that helps you find a supplier, offering materials at a lower cost. Or a system that streamlines your inventory, so you're not wasting money on products that expire or go unused. Some businesses are even using automation to reduce their labor costs. Tech provides a whole toolkit for tackling inflation head on.
All right, now let's get to the heart of this deep dive, AI. The report shows that the use of generative AI among small businesses has more than doubled since last year, with 40% now using it. That's a huge jump.
That's right. And that 40% only reflects those who are aware they're using generative AI tools. But what's really interesting is that the report says 98% of small businesses actually use AI-enabled tools every single day without even realizing it.
Wow.
Things like mapping apps for deliveries, spam filters for their emails, even those financial management tools many use. They all have AI built in. It's become so integrated into our lives, it's almost invisible.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. So they're using AI without even knowing it, but for those who are using generative AI intentionally, what are they using it for?
Primarily for marketing, gaining customer insights, and communicating with customers. Imagine creating laser-focused ad campaigns, offering personalized recommendations to your shoppers, or even having AI-powered chatbots, providing instant customer service around the clock. That's the power of generative AI at work.
That reminds me of an example from the report about a company called Tiny House Coffee. They're using AI to do all sorts of things, refining their marketing messages, managing their equipment more efficiently, even sourcing better raw materials. It's helping them operate on a level that rivals much bigger companies, which is incredible for a small business.
It's a perfect example of how AI can be a real equalizer, allowing smaller businesses to punch above their weight and compete in ways they never could before.
Speaking of punching above their weight, the report also highlights this growing optimism around AI. It says a massive 91% of businesses using AI believe it's going to be a major fuel for their growth in the future.
There's definitely a lot of excitement, and for good reason. But it's important to acknowledge that there are also some concerns, mainly around staying compliant, with all the evolving regulations around AI and the need to have employees who actually know how to use and manage these systems.
So it's not just about adopting AI. It's about understanding its complexities and using it responsibly, right?
Exactly. There's a lot to consider. And that's where things get even more interesting. The report dives into the role government policy plays in all of this, how it can support small businesses as they navigate this increasingly tech-driven world.
That's a whole other can of worms, but a super important one. What are some of the key policy takeaways the report highlights?
One of the biggest is the need for a clear national data privacy law, something that gives businesses a solid framework to operate within while also protecting consumer rights. Right now, it's a bit of a patchwork of different state laws, which can be confusing and costly for small businesses, especially those operating across state lines.
So it's about finding that sweet spot where innovation can flourish, but data is handled responsibly. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But why is a national data privacy law so important? And how would it affect both businesses and us, the consumers?
It's crucial because, as I mentioned, we have this jumble of state laws right now that creates a lot of headaches for small businesses trying to figure out what they need to do to comply. National standard would simplify things for them significantly while also ensuring consistent protections for consumers across the board.
So it's about creating a level playing field.
Yeah.
And making sure everyone benefits.
Precisely. And that theme of balance runs throughout the report, finding the right balance between the incredible potential of technology and the ethical considerations that come with it.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious about how AI adoption varies across the country. Does the report touch on that at all?
It does. It turns out some states are really leading the charge when it comes to integrating AI into their small businesses. Connecticut, for example, has a whopping 47% adoption rate, which is significantly higher than the national average.
Wow, that's impressive. What about some of the other states mentioned in the report?
Well, there's definitely a range. Washington, Ohio, and California are lagging a bit behind the national average, while states like Texas, Florida, and Arizona fall somewhere in between. It's fascinating to see how this is playing out across different regions.
I wonder why there's such variation. Are certain industries more common in some states, leading to a higher demand for AI? Or could it be differences in state-level policies or initiatives that are either driving or hindering AI adoption?
Those are great questions. There's probably no single answer, but it definitely points to the complexity of this whole issue. It's a tapestry of factors influencing how and why states are embracing AI at different paces. And speaking of impact, the report actually found a strong correlation between AI adoption and positive business outcomes across several states. For instance, small businesses using AI in Connecticut, Florida, and Washington were more likely to have seen growth in their sales profits and even employment compared to those not using AI.
That's really interesting. Suggests that AI might not just be boosting businesses, but also contributing to job creation in those states.
That's a powerful ripple effect. It is, and it really underscores the point that AI isn't just a trendy buzzword. It's a tool with the potential to make a real, tangible impact on businesses and the economy as a whole.
That brings up a crucial point that the report emphasizes, the potential downside of government restrictions on AI use.
Absolutely. The report's findings suggest that limiting access to AI could actually stifle the growth and innovation of small businesses. And this isn't just a theoretical concern. Small business owners themselves are voicing these worries. In states like Washington, Connecticut, and Colorado, a significant majority of them believe government restrictions on AI would hold them back from reaching their full potential.
It sounds like striking that right balance, fostering innovation, while addressing legitimate concerns about AI.
It's going to be a key challenge in the years to come. It definitely is. It's a delicate balancing act with high stakes for both businesses and consumers.
Well, that brings us to the end of part one of our deep dive. I don't know about you, but I'm already feeling like I've learned a ton. But we're just getting started. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll shift our focus to how this tech revolution is impacting specific groups within the small business community. Women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, and veteran-owned businesses. It's going to be fascinating to see how technology is leveling the playing field and creating new opportunities for everyone.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.